The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 5, Scene 5. This is Jerry Williams from Sifter.
Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
And this is Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
Last week was the big 12th annual Artsies Awards. Rich, you were chair of the event. How did it go, you think?
I thought it went really well. I thought it was a fun night. Everyone got all dressed up, won some awards. The big winner of the night was Theater Lab with Sweeney Todd. They took home seven awards. Including Best Musical, Best Direction of a Musical, and also Best Lead Actor in a Musical for Alexander Sapp. So a good night to them, and congratulations to all the winners and all the nominees.
And there were a lot of surprises, but the biggest surprise of all had nothing to do with any of the shows.
That's right.
You want to tell them what that was about?
Yeah, when Laramie Project won Best Play, or actually tied with Gloria, Lucian Restivo came up to do the acceptance speech, and at the end of the speech he pulled a ring out of his pocket, proposed to his boyfriend, Luke Newsom, and got down on his knee, and they had a little marriage proposal right on stage. It was a great way to end the evening.
Indeed. A standing ovation.
Yeah, you can't top that.
So in keeping with kind of looking back at what's been happening, we're going to talk about the Rocky Horror Show, which was playing at Richmond Triangle Players to sold-out crowds for its entire run. I don't think we really need a plot for that because I think pretty much everybody's familiar with the movie, but this is the play version. What'd y'all think?
It was the one show that I thought was so well done, but it really just was not for me. I really didn't relate to it. I thought that Jim Morgan was absolutely fabulous. The acting, the singing, and his makeup was so tight. And Levi Maravich, I did not know he had such a range in his voice.
But he's also funny as hell, too. I think he was the funniest thing in the show.
Absolutely.
Oh, and I want to point out one thing when you mentioned Levi Maravich. I actually asked him at the Artsies when his first entrance is supposed to be a big old-fashioned creaking door in a castle, and they just had a curtain. So when he pulled the curtain back, he added the sound effect, which was hilarious, and that was his idea. I asked him about that.
It's like in the movie Airplane when you look at the plane and it's got jet engines, but it sounds like propellers.
Right.
It felt a little slapdash at parts, but it's okay. It's Rocky Horror. It's supposed to be kind of that, hey, we're just kind of throwing this out there.
I kind of felt that same way. It was like, should it be more polished or should it just be kind of funky and off the wall like this? And
at the end of the day, it doesn't make any sense.
Exactly, right.
So a fun night at the theater. If you like Rocky Horror, you'll like the show. In addition to the people that you mentioned, I really enjoyed Madeline Whitmer as Janet Weiss, and I really enjoyed Caitlin Tate as Magenta. I don't know if I've seen them before, but I thought they were fantastic. But the entire cast throughout, I really enjoyed. Carlin Kernish as both Eddie and Dr. Scott was also a standout for me.
Yeah, he was, and I agree the Magenta character was pretty cool.
I will have to say that I thought the sound mix was not great every time. I thought there were some times when I was losing some of the words. I knew all the words, but I still felt like I was losing some of that. And I will have to say, Frank Foster's set just kind of left me blah. It was kind of utilitarian. It did what it needed to do, but there was really no design to it. It's just all black.
Apparently, part of the thinking behind that is that they can take it apart, and when they're dark in between shows, they can pull it back out. So that may have been just a functional part of that design.
That's unfortunate.
That didn't seem like a real good explanation for the set design, though.
Yeah, I agree. I think what we're saying pretty much is that even though I thought it could have used a little more polish overall, it was still racy and boundless, energetic, and a lot of raucous fun.
I'd agree. If you like Rocky Horror, you'll probably like the show.
Yeah, would have liked the show.
Would have liked the show. But it sounds like they're going to bring it back at some point.
Oh, really?
So listeners out there,
Stay tuned. Cool. So we have been talking about the Rocky Horror Show, which was playing at Richmond Triangle Players, completely sold out. And that's it for an abbreviated curtain call. And I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
We'll be back in 2 weeks with two more reviews.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theatre Critics Circle website at artsies.org.